All right, as a kid, I used to love when my parents would sit down and play a game with us or do any activity. And right here in our hands, we have the KiwiCo box, which is the activity of all activities for young kids.
The colorful chemistry set, to be specific. So with Drew and Jet and Bear, we try to have really intentional playtime. And that's hard because they're all different ages and kind of in different developmental kind of phases of life. I love with KiwiCo that each month we get boxes specific to their ages and kind of like the activity development phase that they're in. So each box, this one's the colorful chemistry set. This has to do with science, but especially with Bear, it can be really hard with a 4 month old to know like how to interact with him where he needs to be at 4 months old. And I love in these crates, they actually have cards that say, here are activities or things you can do specific to Bear that will help him identify colors or whatever it is. I love KiwiCo.
There's always something new for kids to discover, like learning about the science of ice cream, engineering robots, or doing science experiments, which our kids have loved recently. Sean is currently holding, as she said, the colorful chemistry kit, which has provided hours of entertainment for our kids. They look forward to their new crate every month, and this one kept him really engaged. We got to experiment with mixing oil and water, mixing different colors, and watching how different things react. It was so fun. We basically created our own little chemistry lab with the kids, and we could feel their excitement when they got to play around and mix things together. Plus, it barely made a mess, so it was really quick to clean up and to use again another day. It can be hard to find creative ways to keep your children engaged, challenged, and off their screens, but KiwiCo does the work for you, so you can spend quality time tackling projects together.
Redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo.
Get 50% off your first month of any crate at KiwiCo.com when you use code COUPLE.
That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code COUPLE.
Good morning. Good morning.
You know what? I give myself too much credit for how melodious my songs are.
Is that a word?
We're gonna cut all this out. Cut it all out.
Okay, I'm gonna start.
Good morning.
What's up, everybody?
Welcome back to Couple Things
with Sean and Andrew, a podcast all about couples
and the things they go through.
I think we got that backwards.
We're 220 episodes into this thing and we still haven't figured out the intro. Hope you're having a great day out there. Sean and I are. Nashville has been delightful the last couple weeks.
The most perfect weather.
We got flowers blooming. Fun story from today. So the kids and I, sometimes in the morning, will do little mini adventures. We consider ourselves the neighborhood patrol. And so we go on neighborhood watch. And they'll sit in the car, mostly unbuckled.
For
and
sure.
We'll roam, just like meander in the car, going 8 miles an hour, maybe. And we'll just look for different animals or wave to neighbors. And we'll
it
listen to
is
music.
Funny though. I did notice on Nextdoor someone talking about this creepy black truck that was slowly crawling around the neighborhood.
So we get complaints because people are like, who is this stalker?
They've all figured it out now.
Anyway, this morning we were looking at the flowers because they're in bloom down here. It was amazing. Windows all the way rolled down because it's like 70 degrees. And we saw two deer.
Whoa.
I saw a deer laying down, which I can't say I've ever seen that before.
I feel like that might not be a good thing.
No, he was hanging out. He was good. He was in good condition.
He was probably hurt.
No.
He had probably been hit by a car.
He was up on the side of the hill chilling. He was good. Kids love that. And then we also saw, crawling across the road, a turtle.
What?
Named him Tommy. Tommy the turtle. We got out. We were all very excited. We all picked him up and held him, which was big for Drew because she typically is a little more cautious, a little more intimidated by that stuff. But it was awesome. It was a great neighborhood watch. And I bring that up to say, get outside. That's what I mean to say.
It was a great week. We had ice skating lessons. We went to the farmer's market.
Dude, Jet now, this kid, 2 years old, is an absolute beast. When you put a tennis racket in his hand and you soft toss some balls, he was hitting some dingers yesterday, dude.
And he was getting such a little kick out of it. He's like proud of himself.
But enough about us. Let's talk about you listening, okay? We have a request. If you're looking for something fun to do for Mother's Day weekend, join us on May 10th in Salt Lake City. That's going to be Friday when this episode comes out. this Friday. We're going to be in Salt Lake City. It starts at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Sean and I will be there. Lindsay Arnold will be there. Sheena Mawani, Kenneth Scott. And
Dr. Amen.
This whole slate of other people. And 300 of you all will be there. So we're doing in-person. There will be an online option as well. But we've been organizing this for months. Sean and I have been a part of this event for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And it's always a highlight to get to meet you all. And this will probably be our only live event that we do.
Yeah. We have three moderated panels, a couples, a parenting, and a mom's. We have a keynote speaker. We have so many incredible giveaways. We're giving away vacations, suitcases filled with $10,000 worth of things.
It's crazy.
There will be vendors. It will be so much fun. If you can join us in person, please grab a ticket really quick and come join us. If not, grab a ticket to watch it online. There's still going to be giveaways, even if you're watching virtually.
We got to get some feedback from the Family Made Live that we did here in Nashville and from past mom summits, because it's been really good feedback.
It's
Everyone seems to really enjoy themselves. So, and we enjoy ourselves, which is a highlight. So we'll see you there next Friday.
And happy Mother's Day weekend in advance.
That's right. Happy Mother's Day weekend to you, babe.
Thanks, baby.
Can you believe you have three kids?
No, how did that happen?
That is crazy.
I literally was walking around with the kids today and I was like, I have three kids.
Yeah.
I have birthed three children. I don't know how that's possible.
You've done a great job. Speaking of three kids, let's rewind the clock, though, and reflect on how we got here. This will be the second episode, the second installment in the dating series. And we ended our live stream that we did talking about debating about what our actual first date was. Because I consider Los Angeles our first date. Go ahead and listen to that last episode if you missed it. Definitely a date. Was definitely a date.
I don't know. It was a meeting.
Okay.
Because I didn't ask you. I could see how it could be interpreted as a date. But because it wasn't you and I, because you didn't take me out on a date or just us go.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a, let's get to know this situation. What is this situation?
Okay. When people go on blind dates, though, they're called blind dates.
Where it's just the two of them.
No, there's such thing as it could have been a speed dating type vibe.
It wasn't a group date. Guy was not dating Shannon.
Okay. Well, so let's talk about what is our first date in your mind.
Okay. In my mind, it would be Nashville, but we're not to Nashville yet because there's one more time. In between LA, which was September 18th, 2012.
Yes.
That's when you came out to LA.
Yes.
9 months went by before what I would consider to be our first date. But when is race day weekend?
Memorial Day weekend.
So Memorial Day weekend, 2013, I get offered by USA Gymnastics to go to the Indianapolis 500 and to
be the Grand Marshal.
Be the Grand Marshal for the Indy 500. Now, I don't know at the time, because it had been a while. We had talked maybe two or three times. It doesn't occur to me at the time that you live in Indiana, Indianapolis, and you're a diehard Indy 500 fan.
Yeah, I know it didn't occur to you because you weren't thinking a lick about me. I didn't even cross your mind. Didn't even register as a blip on the screen, dude.
But then Andrew reaches out when it gets announced that I'll be the Grand Marshal, and he asks to meet up. So we kind of start texting while I'm in Indianapolis, trying to meet up.
What were you even doing? We haven't talked about it. What was your itinerary while you were here? Were you doing anything?
I was. There was a huge dinner that I had to attend because so many of these events that I've done, the first pitch for when we got engaged, they're basically I get hired to go promote USA Gymnastics, whether it's an event. So the USA Championships were in Indianapolis that year. So I got asked to be the Grand Marshal.
They paid you to be the Grand Marshal of the parade, which is the greatest honor if you're from Indianapolis to be a part of the Indy 500 parade.
They did not pay me.
Okay, gotcha.
But it was an honor, and it was kind of like a exchanged marketing from the Indy 500 to USA Gymnastics.
Yeah, okay.
So I had to attend a couple of like dinners and help market USA Gymnastics to the 500 people. Outside of that, I was just sitting in a hotel room with Tori, my cousin. But I remember we were talking about, I had one free night.
Yeah, I freaking remember this so well.
Let me actually tell you my side, which is crazy. We had agreed and set a time and set up truly a date to go see a movie.
You and I.
Just you and I.
Yeah.
I had agreed to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm smiling, but it also makes me really sad. I got so debilitatingly insecure and scared and nervous that like I couldn't figure out what to wear. I didn't like what I was wearing. I felt like so many things that right before I was supposed to leave, I just canceled on you.
Yeah, I freaking know. First of all.
And I'm sorry.
You missed a part of the story that I'm a little sad.
Had we seen
by.
Each other first? Or was it after that?
No, that was the night before the race.
Okay. Where we were supposed to go to a movie.
But you had gone dark on me for 9 months, more or less.
No, this was like 6 months till then.
September to May?
Yeah.
You do the math.
Okay, 9 months.
Okay. And I desperately, I saw and found out that you were the Grand Marshal of this parade. I've been to the Indy 500, I don't know, 20 times. My dad used to go growing up to collect beer cans. Whole side story. He collected beer cans and we had a whole basement wall covered in the different styles of beer cans. So then growing up, we would always go to the Indy 500. It's like, you know, one of the biggest events in Indianapolis. The whole month of May is evolved around, or surrounds the Indy 500. And so my dad goes to the Indy 500 parade and he's like, hey, Sean's the Grand Marshal, sends the family group text. I'm like, no way, she's an Indy. We're supposed to go to the race. I reached out to you. I think I texted you like, oh, you're an Indy.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't reply. And then that's when I constructed the most thoughtful text message I've ever put together. You're blanking like you don't remember this.
No, that was for Nashville.
No, it wasn't.
Really?
I'm not sure. Was it?
It was for Nashville.
Okay, shoot. Well, awkward. Okay, we'll talk about that later. Sean and I are talking about going on this date.
Yeah.
I knew there was potential to see her at the race. Yeah. Meanwhile, behind the scenes.
He's juggling life, the women.
It was a dumpster fire. I was supposed to take another girl to the race who I had to. This was not my finest moment. I was essentially supposed to take one girl to race and then backed out on that situation. Supposed to take a second girl to the race.
Oh my gosh.
Backed out on that situation as soon as I found out that you wanted to hang out and we're supposed to go on this date. So I'm trying to keep it clean, but I'm also trying to like understand what my options are here. All right. So like I'm not dating multiple people at one time.
Did you call up options B or C after I canceled on you?
No, which made me so angry at you though. Because first of all, the way I'm doing this, we're down in southern Indiana the night before the race, and there's not much cell phone service there. So to coordinate all these plans, which was so stressful, I had to take this four-wheeler up to the top of this hill, which is like 5-minute ordeal.
Were you trying to bring a girl back to your lake house, Andrew Dean?
No, the whole family was there. No,
that'd be weird.
So it was a 5-minute ordeal. I'd go up there, check the cell phone service, see the messages. Okay, this is the new situation. Come down. Have to think about it. Call. It was stressful.
It was Amy, Tracy, or Sean. We don't know who it's going to be at any given moment.
So Sean says, yeah, let's meet up. And I bail on the other girl. Okay. So now I've bailed on two girls. I'm like, sweet. Sean's down. And then you back out. And now I'm like, what the heck?
Now I got no girls.
So fast forward to the next morning. It's always a super early morning to try to beat traffic. We go and get breakfast at like the Brickyard Cafe. And boom. Notification on my phone pops up. Sean texts me. And you're like,
were you mad?
Yes. This is how it always go. I'd be like so done with you and over. And then you'd like dangle this little carrot, and I'll be like, I just couldn't, I couldn't help myself.
So the next day is race day. I had to get to the racetrack early, and I was doing all this press for USA Gymnastics. I need to like tread lightly here, but at one point in the day, I was being shuttled all around. It was this group of people, myself and Steve Penny. And we're under like pretty strict rules, which doesn't make any sense looking back on. And we were in the pagoda, which is like the main media center, doing nothing, literally doing nothing. But I'm like not allowed to leave.
Steve Penny is the president of USAG at the time.
Former, yeah. Yeah. We were literally doing nothing except watching the race, and I wasn't allowed to leave, which in hindsight is not good or it doesn't make sense. But I'm texting with Andrew trying to coordinate.
But also in hindsight, it makes all the sense in the world.
Yes.
The fact that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this whole time, hours and hours and hours have gone by, probably from like 9 a.m. to like 3 p.m.
Yeah, there's all this pre-race stuff. And
yeah, where we're like trying to coordinate. I'm trying to coordinate where, like, where can I sneak out? Which just sounds awful. And at one point, you said you were walking by the pagoda, or like you came over there. And I remember,
I'm texting Sean like updates. Ew, I left breakfast early. We had this big family breakfast at the Brickyard Cafe.
I know.
She's like, let's meet up. I ditch. You know, we're sprinting over there. Carry on.
And I remember, again, this makes me so angry. I'm working through it with counseling right now, guys. But I end up telling Steve Penny that I'm just going to go to the bathroom.
That's really?
How, yes.
That's what it was?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I race down four flights of stairs from the pagoda and go out the front doors. And Andrew is standing right there.
Wow.
And I remember, I don't remember, you were with people. And at the time, I could not even tell you who it was. It was, in hindsight, it was my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, and like our family. But I don't remember a single thing except you. And yeah, I just was giddy. I was literally giddy.
I'm pulling up the picture that we took together. I mean, not my finest moment. Eyes fully closed, but look how beautiful you look. Oh my gosh. I thought about that. Babe, look at the smile. I still freaking, that's what got me. What do you mean? That's what got me, dude. How could you not be hooked immediately?
What do you mean? That's what got me, dude. That's what got me.
Oh, man.
And I don't even know how to explain it, except like it just built on that every single time we were together. But there was something about you, even in like, I literally was out there for 2 minutes, and in my mind, I'm panicking because I'm like, I can only be gone to the bathroom so long. But there's something about you that just made me feel. Weightless.
I've never felt this way before looking at that picture. We pull that up occasionally.
Yeah.
Maybe once a year. I don't know. I don't know for what. But the giddiness of like, rewind and just put yourself in that moment.
Yeah.
When I saw you and you came out, it was so exciting because you don't know what happens next.
I know.
But you know that like, that moment happened. And to me, that was like so, so special, especially in light of like, I had been trying pretty hard. I put myself out there.
You had.
And I made myself look like a fool. And I like was really just going for it. And then if that was the only bit of Sean that I got ever, then I still think, you know, my heart would have been full. I feel that way.
Me too.
And then it's crazy to look back and think, wow, we do have three kids. We're freaking married.
Because of that.
And
that
was, yeah, that's, it's crazy. You don't know what the end of the story is going to be. You know, it's a long game. It's a long life. And here we are 12 years later That's crazy.
I'm curious after that moment, what were your locker room guys saying? Everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt with like the quality and the fit is near impossible. I told you guys that I found Skims while I was pregnant, and now postpartum, I found the best nursing bra known to mankind from Skims. Well, they've outdone themselves again because they now have the perfect t-shirt, especially postpartum with a changing body. I can guarantee you, you won't find a t-shirt like it. I love also that Skims has a fit for everyone, from the long t-shirts to the cropped. They truly have like sizes and qualities and styles for every single thing you could want. So the cotton jersey t-shirt is the one that I'm talking about. It is an absolute staple. I feel like I'm reaching for it literally every day, especially nursing with Bear. It's breathable and soft, and it somehow gets even softer and still holds its shape after every wash. If I could only recommend two of the Skims t-shirts, I would say the cotton jersey t-shirt, which I have in mineral, or the boyfriend t-shirt, literally in any color, are probably my two favorite t-shirts that they make. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. After you place your order, select podcast in the drop-down menu, select couple things to let them know we sent you. Have a good one.
So I did have to report back to football right after that. I remember the Indy 500, every time we're there, I'm like rotating from college friends to whoever to high school friends. And like, there's always different groups and different parts of the track. And I was just like on cloud nine. I was so pumped. I was just looking at the other pictures that I took that day, and nothing else mattered, man.
So you consider that a date? The 2 minutes we stood there?
Yeah, we didn't even tell how the story ended. You came down. What did we even talk about?
I don't know. I literally don't remember a single word we said.
My small talk game must have been all right for you to, like.
I also had to apologize to my brother-in-law and sister-in-law. I'd be like, I don't even remember you being there at all.
Oh, dude, I was so nervous before you came out. Because it was also like you were the grand marshal of the parade. We had to do it in like a covert kind of way.
There was security everywhere.
And the whole thing. And then was it Tori with you?
No, because I literally snuck to the bathroom.
That's crazy. I remember you posted that picture on Twitter or something like that in like a little grid.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, game on. It must have meant something to you. You also posted a picture of another guy, but I was like, nah.
Strategically, I couldn't.
Did you actually?
Yeah, because I was giddy too, and I wanted to post a picture, but then I was like, I can't show all my cards here.
You were hedging your bets. No,
that guy was nobody. That guy worked for USA Gymnastics.
He did?
Yes.
Wow.
He worked in like marketing or something. He was technically like a boss.
You consider that a date?
No. But that's where you kind of hooked me.
What was it that hooked you?
I don't know. I'm so curious.
I'm trying to think back what we would have talked about.
Don't know what we talked about, but there was just this feeling when I was with you. And maybe I felt it for the first time in LA too, but there was this feeling where I just felt like every guard fell apart. Like I was the most guarded individual. I was taught to speak a certain way, act a certain way. Don't let people know like how you truly feel, that like don't trust anyone. I had built up so many bricks and layers and guards to so many things. Mm-hmm. And when I was with you, it just like, I literally felt it like fall off. And I don't know why. I literally don't know why. So I would say our first date was in Nashville. Indy comes and goes.
I want to stop and just, okay. I am so thankful that we get to have these moments and this conversation.
Yeah.
In probably a more formal, regular way than some of our listeners. But on that note, if you're married for however long or even dating for years, there is something really fun about reflecting back on those early days. And it's like when those feelings that I wouldn't trade the current feelings, not even an ounce of the current feelings for all of the old feelings, but like it's such a special little phase, right?
It's different. It's such a blissful, naive, giddy time.
So reflect is my one challenge, but it's also just crazy to think about how quickly you acclimate and kind of forget about that. And then you get caught up in oh, well, she's annoying me. And you're not. Stop. You always do that. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, it does help to pull a little bit from the excitement
for sure
that you started with, the commitment with, to get you through the current thing. And then it also gets me pumped about, that was 12 years ago. What's 12 years? How are we going to be feeling 12 years from now about that moment, but also about this moment?
I know.
And there's that old practice of imagine yourself at 80 looking back on today. And how would you treat today? How would you feel about today? How would you treat the people around you with mm-hmm. that perspective? And it's like, yay, it just, I don't know. I got just warm and fuzzy feelings looking at that picture.
Me too.
Back to the story.
So now we're in May, right?
Yes, May 2013. No, that was the end of May, so pretty much June.
Okay, so things happen pretty quickly
now.
Yeah,
you're right. You're right.
So we go our separate ways. Andy goes back home to Nashville. Mm-hmm. I go back home to Los Angeles.
I wrote you this poem called Lake, May 28th, 2013. What?
There's no way.
Was that a dip? Was that to one of the other? I'm kidding. No, the race. I'm kidding. The race was on May 26th.
You wrote me a poem called The Lake?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's to me?
Pretty sure. Pretty sure. So now it's June 2013.
Yeah.
Maybe I wrote that poem to myself.
I think you wrote it to yourself. Okay. I don't think you sent me a poem yet.
Okay. Carry on.
Because I would like to read that poem, though.
Poem? What poem? What are you talking about?
Because I think a week or two goes by, and we haven't really, like, we've chatted a little bit, but nothing set in stone for, like, are we going to see each other? Are we going to, like, go on a official first date? What's going to happen? We're living across the country from each other. And I remember you constructing this really long text.
Okay.
And it was so cheesy and it was so extreme, but it was basically like, I'm going to give this one more chance. If football, it said something like, if football has taught me anything, it's how to persevere. I don't remember anything else. And at the very end of it, it was like, Miss Johnson, would you accompany me to the CMA Fest here in Nashville? Don't remember the rest of it, but I remember that. And I remember thinking, is this guy for real? And all I remember thinking was, yeah. And I texted you back and I was like, yeah.
I think I told her that I had really good tickets to the CMA Fest, which if you've never been or never heard of it, Nashville is Music City, home of country music. And in June, there's this week-long festival where there's like, at any given moment, like 12 concerts going on downtown. It's awesome. There's like your favorite country musicians playing everywhere all the time. So I told her we had sweet tickets and I didn't. And so I didn't have any money back then. So she said she's coming. I then had to like panic game plan. How am I going to get these tickets? And I reached out to.
When I said I was coming, what did you think? Did you believe it at the time?
I don't know, but I knew that if you did, I had to be ready. So that's where I wrote out an itinerary.
It was so sweet.
That was a good itinerary. I wish I had a picture of it.
So I fly out to Nashville. Sorry, we're kind of like jumbling this.
Keep going.
I fly out to Nashville and you pick me up.
Mm-hmm.
I was wearing a gray and lime green long sleeve Nike half zip.
Okay.
In tights. I just remember that. You picked me up in your roommate's friends, who we're still really close with, his truck.
Yeah.
You're wearing your backwards yellow cap, which is my favorite.
Yeah.
And you took me to your apartment to like drop my stuff off. I was not staying there.
We literally had no furniture. It was total bachelor pad. We would cook meals directly on the stove. We had lawn chairs for our...
Yeah, you're sleeping on like the floor.
The TV was literally sitting on like an empty box. Mattresses on the floor. So
there were like four guys per room.
Yeah, there really was.
And I remember sitting on top of like your countertop, there was this paper towel, and written in Sharpie on it was an hour by hour itinerary for how we were going to spend our entire day.
I had it dialed.
And it was so sweet. And I don't know how to explain this because this is how that whole date went for me. So the date was all day long. I remember you took me to the Parthenon. We walked around the park with your roommates who were amazing. And the fact that you had like, in my mind, the fact that we were doing it with your roommates who were also so cool and chill.
Shout
was like
out,
really
roomies.
Special. But there was something so sincere and so beautiful about the amount of effort you were putting in that money could not buy.
What? Money? I couldn't have money and thus I couldn't buy
it. Didn't
anything.
Matter. It didn't matter because like this is going to sound like really weird and hard to say without sounding bad. Like I had been on dates where people just wanted to flaunt material. They're like, oh, get whatever you want. And it's like, it's so empty. And to see that much intention and that much effort be put forth with nothing and it be so much more special was so cool.
I remember being like a tour guide. So Centennial Park is a life-size replica of the Parthenon from Athens, Greece. And I remember like giving you the whole spiel about how Nashville is considered the Athens of the South because it's such an intellectual hub. You got Lipscomb, Vandy, and Belmont right there, as well as like Nashville State and all these other universities. And I was just going on and on, trying to just, I think, impress you in that way, you know?
Like, it was cute. So we walked around the park. You took me to Puckett's downtown.
Mm-hmm.
We listened to Josh Garrell's CD.
Oh, dude, Love and War and the Scene Between. Shout out.
Then you took me to a Vanderbilt baseball game. And you're like, we're going to a Vanderbilt baseball game. Yes, this is the coolest thing ever. Y'all I thought it was so cool.
You can't see these pictures. We didn't have money enough to buy tickets to the college baseball game.
I thought it was like intentional, though, which was so cool.
Yeah.
So we parked. We drove into the parking garage adjacent to the field where all your, like the whole football team was and all their friends and girlfriends and stuff, and they were grilling out and watching the baseball game from the parking garage.
That was
garage.
A good spot, dude.
It was great.
Vandy boys took home the natty that year. Let's go, let's go.
And so we watched that. We went, and then afterwards, we walked downtown.
We broke into the football stadium.
We broke into the football stadium.
The first time.
You showed me around.
That.
And then we went to the CMA Fest. Oh, this was the first night, though.
Yeah. Remember, there was like a dancing festival at the...
Dancing in the park.
Yeah, that's what
you basically took me all around Nashville.
I knew Sean liked country music, so I thought it'd be fun to center the itinerary around that passion.
So the surprise to Andrew was... Are you looking for a short, educational, and entertaining podcast your kids can listen to while you cook dinner, fold laundry, or just need a few minutes to yourself? Then check out Mysteries About True Histories by Starglow Media. It's so, so cute.
I listened to a few episodes, and when it was over, I was like, dang, that was really fun. It's made by the creators of the hit podcast Who Smarted and the Netflix show Brainchild, so these people know what they're doing.
As a little background info, every episode follows Max and Molly, who have just been recruited into a secret order of problem solvers, on an adventure through time, packed with puzzles, hidden equations, history, and laughs, making learning really cool.
The series explores themes like the stories behind math, critical thinking, code breaking, pattern solving, and more, so it's perfect for kids ages 6 and up. There's a new episode every Thursday, each filled with so much laughter that your kids won't even realize how much they're learning.
So tune into Mysteries About True Histories with your kids. You can follow and listen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. I told them I was coming for one day. Story behind the scenes, kind of like you and Indy. I basically had 3 dates set up by like girlfriends of mine.
In Nashville?
No. Okay. Nashville, Chicago, LA. So I was flying into Nashville.
Okay, okay. So you're throwing shade at me, but you're doing the same
thing. For sure. We're all doing the same thing.
Okay.
And then I was supposed to fly to Chicago and have a date there and then fly to LA and have a date there. After that first day, I fell so hard for you. I was so giddy. I literally canceled everything. And I stayed in Nashville for 4 days?
Yeah, so she also... You were staying at the Renaissance downtown, yeah. I think, and with a bunch of girls.
Yeah.
Splitting the hotel.
Yep.
I remember being stressed because the payment, something like maybe I offered to pay for your hotel or something like that, and I didn't have money enough. But then I was like, hey, you should come stay in our apartment if it gets too crazy downtown, because I think you're with some party girls.
Yeah. And I got locked out of the hotel too.
And you were like, okay. Yeah. And then so we're thinking, we got all these bros in this apartment, and we're like, okay, how can we make this a livable position? Like,
it was great.
We gave you, like, we had one blanket between the 12 of us, and we gave you the one blanket.
I slept on the couch in the living room.
Oh man. But you were like, yeah, I'm gonna be here, I'm supposed to stay in Nashville for 2 nights. So I was like, okay, we can do this together collectively as an apartment for 2 nights. And then you stayed for 6 nights or something like that.
Oops.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Did they that bother them?
And then I had to, on the fly, create the rest of the itinerary. But to my credit,
we had a great time.
I kept over leveraging myself, like putting myself in positions that I had no place to be.
Yeah.
Kind of the story of my life, to be honest. It's like I end up in a place where I'm like, wow, how did I get here? And then you have to figure out how you earn the right to be there.
I'll never forget one of my favorite nights. I think it was night 2. You took me back to the CMA Fest. And if you have been to Nashville, outside of the Nashville Bridgestone Arena, or not Bridgestone, Nissan Stadium, there's like a pedestrian bridge where you can see the stadium from, and like the stairs going down from the bridge to the stadium. We just sat on the stairs and you could hear and see everything perfectly. And we watched the entire concert for free.
Lenny Kravitz. Remember that
Carrie
whole,
where he smashed a guitar?
Yeah, something went wrong and he like flipped out.
Carrie Underwood.
Taylor Swift played that night.
Yeah. Tim McGraw. Oh, it was incredible.
So I told you I didn't have tickets to the CMA Fest. I had to go through all my contacts and my phone list, call everybody that I knew. And it turns out that a friend of a friend, maybe of a friend, worked for the CMA Fest. And they're like, hey, we can get you sweet tickets, but we want to meet Sean. So I remember we went down by the river and I was like, hey, let's go watch Diamond Rio by the river.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to meet some friends. I'd never met these people. We met up with these people who had the tickets. I think I kind of acted like I knew them. Is that shady?
I don't remember this at all.
You don't remember Diamond Rio?
I remember Diamond Rio. I don't remember the friends. I was enamored with you, baby.
It was a brief interaction. They gave me the tickets to the suite, which was one night of tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So then the other night we had to go sit on the pedestrian bridge.
Which I thought was intentional, baby. I didn't know it was a lack of resources.
What do they say? Necessity is the mother of invention. So you gotta just, you do the best with what you got. And we did pretty good.
I thought it was amazing.
But we ended up going to the suite. We met somebody there that we still talk to. Remember that girl we saw at the St. Jude party?
Yeah.
She was in our suite that night.
I don't remember that either.
I wore my nicest outfit, black polo, jeans, which was way too hot. It was freaking scorching.
It was so hot.
But it was my nicest outfit. And who did we see that night? Brad Paisley. Dude, yes.
We had a blast.
Should we continue surfing through these pictures and see what else pops up?
I do remember thinking, after staying for 4 or 5 days, that I was in love with you.
That's what did it, huh?
It did. I'll never forget. You wouldn't kiss me on the first day. I was like, what the frick?
You didn't like that?
I was curious.
I didn't want to like, I don't move fast, you know? I move, like, I'll let you know that you're what I wanted, but that doesn't mean I gotta overdo it.
Yeah.
You know?
On the second day you kissed me, which was great.
Story for another day.
Oh wow.
Cause San Diego is a whole nother.
You didn't kiss me in San Diego. You kissed me
in Nashville?
Yeah, on the second
day.
We gotta finish Nashville.
Okay, we'll finish Nashville, then we'll go next episode, the lake trip in San Diego. How about that?
Okay. So in Nashville, second day, we spend a whole entire second day together. End up back at Nissan Stadium. We're sitting outside of the stadium for hours listening. And I was like, is he going to kiss me or what? And you didn't. You're finally like, we should probably head back. And we went to the football stadium.
Yep. Broke into the football stadium for the second time.
Broke into the football stadium. We laid on the Star B.
We cuddled there for like a long time.
For like an hour.
Looking at the stars.
And I was laying there. I was like, he's still not going to kiss me.
I feel this. I felt this then and I feel this now. If there's one way to spoil the... It's such a fragile thing, courting, right? Yeah. And you're trying to give off the right signals, which is a great thing. You want to give off really good, caring signals.
Yeah.
If I'm dating you. Don't want to do it inauthentically, so I don't want to try to be... I don't want to give off signals of somebody that I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's one way to throw off that vibe of like, hey, I care for you and I'm here to like actually be in a relationship with you, that I think that can be so easily ruined.
Yeah, by moving too fast.
On the physical side of things.
Yeah.
Actually, it can be ruined on the emotional side of things too if I'm like, I love you, you know?
For sure.
So it's like you have to really walk... strategically, you have to be smart and wise, thoughtful, and I think that kissing you too early would have thrown off the whole vibe. It's like,
so what were you thinking 2 days in? What did you think after the first day, when the night slept on your couch, took over your apartment?
Right. So
there were a lot of things I threw at you that weren't planned.
So when I say kissing too early, let me talk about that. That doesn't necessarily have to be tied to a specific number of days or dates or whatever, but it's a feeling. You know what I'm saying? It's like, how much do you trust me?
Mm-hmm.
And how much am I invested in trusting in this relationship? That happened relatively quickly for us, both of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was hooked from LA, which was September of the previous year, so 9 months before. That's what did it. You know what I'm saying? I saw it in Indy, hooked, spent the... So that was good to move forward. After our first day together, though, I was actually... I started off curious at how things would go because you had teased me for so long, which actually set us up really well. Because I wasn't necessarily trying to impress you. Because I was like, low-key, like, annoyed by you.
Low-key pissed.
You know what I'm saying? And so I remember we...
low-key, like, this chick showed up.
I think it was when we were driving downtown to Puckett's that we were listening to music or maybe nothing at all. And we just sat in the car quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Which the people pleaser in me or the entertainer in me was always trying to, like, have quality conversation, make sure you're... You know, I'm asking questions, and because of the background, I didn't feel that way, which almost unlocked like a level of comfort or realness, like the quieter side of me, which is definitely real in a quicker, more meaningful way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I started off as curiosity, and then we started having fun. You got along with my friends, which was really important for me.
Mm-hmm.
There's a quote or a rubric to gauge a relationship by a romantic relationship, and it's, do your friends get along with her? Does your family like her? Does she have a heart for you, and does she have a heart for the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
And if she meets those things, then she's good enough to marry, and everything else is style, and style changes.
Yeah.
Right? So you got along with my friends, huge for me.
Was that abnormal in the past?
Yeah. Most of my romantic, we haven't talked about this,
no.
I guess. Most of my romantic relationships, and like most of the people I dated, it would be like kind of isolated. It would just be us mostly.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Which is not you.
Right. I don't say it necessarily as a bad thing, but I knew those would have a harder time making it. Like my high school girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
it'd pretty much just be us hanging out. We had a good time, but like I didn't really have around my family or friends.
Hmm.
So this was a big change.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that if you were worth pursuing, I needed to, I was not there to like dabble. It was either going to be,
man.
It was either going to be, we're moving forward with this and I'm going to keep getting effort because I broke my back the last 9 months trying to get here, or I was going to cut it off. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So once you got along with my friends, I was big. And then you started to open up a little bit personality wise. And I was like, okay, she's got the looks that draw you in and then the heart that keeps you there. I was pretty into it.
Pretty into it?
Pretty into it.
Any red flags the first day? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Sean and I have been open about our journey with marriage counseling, and it's been really helpful for us. We all carry around different stressors, both big and small, and it's important to sort those out so they don't affect your relationships.
I agree, and therapy is such a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down.
We've been meeting with a therapist individually and as a couple, and it's been a great way to sort through any stressors in the week and have better communication about how we're feeling, which is hard to do when you're busy with kids.
BetterHelp is an incredible option if you're thinking of giving therapy a try. It's all online, so it's convenient and flexible with your schedule. It's also nice that you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge, so you make sure it's a good fit for you.
We would highly recommend trying it out. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EastFam today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EastFam. Are you frustrated with buying your kids clothes and having them grow out of them literally within a week? I know I am. Then you need to check out Posh Peanut. I love this brand. Their clothes are amazing quality and made from viscose from bamboo, so they stretch with your kid as they grow and are 4 times stretchier than cotton.
They have different designs you can pick from, like Barbie, flowers, Disney, and Hot Wheels. So we let our kids pick out which ones they wanted. And of course, Drew picked the pattern with Disney princesses.
Oh yes, she loves her Disney princess pajamas. Plus, I swear their clothes get even softer the more you wash them, which usually doesn't happen with kids' clothes. I also love that their clothes are chemical-free, which means they're delicate enough for babies with sensitive skin, which is something we've been paying attention to for Bear.
Posh Peanut is made for infants and kids, but they also have sizes for moms and dads if you want the whole family to match. Let's be honest, every family has done a matching moment. And if you're not a parent, consider this a perfect gift idea.
For real, you guys, we love this brand and they're loved by over 1 million parents. Check them out.
Right now, Posh Peanut is offering our listeners 20% off your first order with promo code EastFam. Go to poshpeanut.com/EastFam. And use promo code EastFam for 20% off your first order. No, the funny thing is, all of this could be red flags. How many times I texted you could be red flags. The fact that I flew out to LA could be red flags.
I know, but what comes to mind?
But in the context, like, they weren't red flags. You saying, yes, I'll come stay over was kind of a red flag, right?
Yeah.
But also, and you staying longer than you said was kind of a red flag, but it was also on the flip side of it, different side of the same coin, endearing that you trusted us enough, endearing that our apartment didn't turn you off, endearing that you had such a good time that you wanted to stay longer. You know what I'm saying?
Let's also remember, you stayed at my apartment the first day we ever met each other.
And that's a red flag. I'm that's kidding. What I'm saying. Making it's like two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
Did I answer your question?
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. Good times, dude.
Good times. I'm really curious if we can go back and figure out exactly how long I stayed, because I can't remember.
I got to find that text message poem that I sent you. I think I have it.
I got to read this lake poem.
All right. We're going to tell you about, I guess, if that's our first date, Nashville.
Dude.
We'll tell you about our second and third date.
That is what I consider our first date.
Nashville.
Yeah. Okay. Wait till you hear the second date.
Bro. Wait till you hear the third date. The second date was Indy. Third date was San Diego.
I feel like those two are intertwined.
Okay. You group those into one.
Yeah.
What a ridiculous thing. What were our challenges? Oh, for you listening, if you're in a relationship, reflect back on those early days. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I did.
I did too.
I can't believe we made it this far, babe. Good Dude. Work.
12 years.
Is that 24? Right?
Yeah.
Been married 8. Yeah.
12 years since we met.
In September.
Yeah.
11 years and 4 weeks since the race. Right?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I tend to talk really quiet when I'm thinking. So
you do.
For those of you who have had continued frustrations on our volume differences, that's why. Yep. Thank you. Thank you for listening. If you made it this far, subscribe to the show. Follow it if that's a platform that you're listening on. Apple Podcasts did do something weird where they did an update and they unfollowed all the old shows. So anyway, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, refollow the show there. Subscribe on YouTube. Give it a rating. And we'll see you next week. I'm Andrew.
I'm Sean.
We're the East Fam. Out. All right, real quick for all of those listening out there. We don't ask for a lot of favors, I don't think. Babe, do we?
No.
But we're going to ask you a favor today. All right? If you're listening to Couple Things Podcast on Apple Podcasts specifically, will you please do us this short, quick favor?
We want to make sure you're staying up to date with our show, and Apple's latest iOS update has paused downloads for many listeners, and some of you have expressed our latest episodes aren't being recommended to you on Apple Podcasts anymore.
So here's how to make sure you're getting your episode, and again, this is for Apple Podcasts specifically. Open up that podcast app on your iPhone.
Search Couple Things and tap our show's icon.
And then in the top right corner, you might see a plus follow symbol. If you do, tap it to resume following the show.
If you get a prompt to, quote, turn on automatic downloads, say yes. That way, you'll get all of the episodes. Thank you so much, guys. We're so glad this update was brought to our attention because we want to make sure we're reaching as many of you as we can.
Love y'all, and we really appreciate you doing this.